a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Live from the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night, welcome aboard. December 21st, 2007. It's Friday night, and this is the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. How are you? Hope everybody's Friday is going well as we head towards Christmas on Tuesday. I guess this will be our last live broadcast on this program for a few days. And so I hope everybody's going to have a dandy Christmas. I've got to tell you, though, you remember here about a week or so ago, Carolyn, Pennsylvania, one night that she was baking her goods. Everybody got hungry. She said she was going to send me some goodies. My word, did she send me some goodies?
No.
Oh my gosh. This stuff is, it's incredible.
It's sinful.
It's downright just naughty. Good stuff.
But the thing is, even though you just said naughty, it is food, and it is the best cookies. I got the blackberry cookies.
Oh
my goodness, you guys. She made like a peanut butter truffle covered in chocolate.
It is absolutely incredible.
That was our
dinner. That's just the top box. We've not gotten into the bottom box yet.
Well, I'm fixing to.
But, Carol, I've just got to say thank you very much. This was incredible.
Thank you very much.
You know, I hear the doorbell ring, and look outside, and there's this huge box sitting there. And it's from Carol. And with lots of goodies in it. And we have been snacking.
There's 20 pounds of candy.
There's just a ton of stuff in there. And so I am very grateful to Carol and for that. Tonight we've got the Young Guns Roundtable. Here on the broadcast, we're going to have Lee Rogers of Live Free or Die Radio. You hear him nightly here on the Republic Broadcasting Network from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time. Also, Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com and Michael Vail of Thought-Criminal.org. It is the Young Guns Roundtable tonight on the Midnight Rider. And, of course, you'll be able to join us throughout the broadcast at 800-313-9443. Chat rooms are open, both at republicbroadcasting.org and at midnightridershow.com. And it'll be an opportunity for us to kind of run through the news. You need to be quiet. Shh.
Look at these cookies.
Oh, my God. Oh, I know I can't have them. I'm on the air. Because if I start that stuff, I will not. I won't. Thank you for being on the program.
You're on the air, and I'm eating peanut butter fudge.
Well, oh my goodness, look at that. Wow. I'm okay. All right, back in a minute with more Young Guns Roundtable around the corner. So don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Midnight Rider. Okay. I had a piece of the peanut butter fudge, and oh my gosh. Carol. Oh my gosh, that's some of the best stuff I've ever had. I mean, it is really good. And all right, I better not talk about it. I got to get it out of my mind. We've got business to take care of. Real quick, it's time for a Mouseketeer roll call. In the chat rooms, we've got the chat room, the RBN chat room of republicbroadcasting.org, wide open. And in there, in her regular position, at the top of the heap, it's Catherine. Well, the things are organized alphabetically. Catherine C. Kemp, 6205, Fresh Chris, Mona Montgomery, Knight Rider, Steven Vista, Techie, and Wolf. Howdy to everybody there. And then in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we have Amoral Fresh, Chowda, Doug, Fates Web, Hard True Soldier Chick, I Am the Witness, also known as MacDaddy. He was a witness at something. I don't know. I think it was maybe, well, got paid a bunch of money. I'm not real sure what's all behind it. Josh, Lee, Low Tech, Manny. Manny's there. Good. Keep an eye on things. Thank you, Manny. Michael, Mike S, Mike CTW, Rob, and Uber Noob. All right. Glad everybody is there. And glad everybody's part of the broadcast tonight. Glad you're listening with us on the program. Time for the Young Guns Roundtable. We've got Lee Rogers with RogueGovernment.com. He does a program, like I mentioned, here on RBN every weeknight from 9 to 10 Central Time called Live Free or Die Radio. We've got Doug Owen with BlacklistedNews.com and Michael Vail with Thought-Criminal.org. Gentlemen, how are we tonight?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm great, Lee. I'm doing well. I'm really doing good. Now the sugar rush is about to kick in. Doug, how are you doing?
I'm pretty jealous of that peanut butter fudge you got over there, but other than that, I'm doing good, bud.
All right, Michael, how are things in your world?
All I'm worried about is some peanut butter fudge, man. You got me, like, fiending over here.
You had me at hello. All right, guys, let's jump into the news. First thing I think we probably want to talk about here is this Veterans Disarmament Act. That has finally passed both houses of Congress, awaiting the signature of the president. And basically what this bill amounts to is anybody diagnosed with any type of mental illness, be it PTSD, ADHD, I mean, this can even work its way down into the school level, will not be allowed to own a gun. There's some serious ramifications from a constitutional standpoint to this bill. Lee, let's start with you and get your thoughts about the Veterans Disarmament Act.
Well, it's absolutely terrible. And one of the things that I thought was really disgusting about it is the fact that the National Rifle Association were really behind this bill. I have no idea why they would be if they're supposed to be this pro-Second Amendment lobbying group, but I think their support of this bill proves they're actually a pro-gun control lobbying group. And another thing that disgusted me about this whole thing is that this whole thing was passed by voice vote. So none of our senators actually went on the record and said they voted for this thing. And like you said, this thing is terrible. It's going to make all these people who come back from the military over in Iraq with PTSD, when they get diagnosed for it, they're going to be put into the system, and there's a very good chance that if George W. Bush signs this into law, that these people will not be able to own a firearm as a result of this legislation. It's absolutely horrible.
Yeah, and you mentioned the voice vote. I mean, this is the second huge bill that's gone through Congress. This one and H.R. 1955 both passed the Veterans Disarmament Act, passed in the Senate on a voice vote, and H.R. 1955 passed in the House on a voice vote with absolutely no debate. And the thing that strikes me is that so many of these bills that get passed into law, gentlemen, are passed on voice votes or with very few there. We go back all the way to 1913 with the passage of the Federal Reserve Act that was done in the middle of the night over Christmas holiday after those opposing the Federal Reserve Act were promised that it would be picked up in the next session after the Christmas break. They go home. Those favoring the Federal Reserve Act hold enough senators in town to establish a quorum. They meet in the middle of the night, no debate, boom. It's passed. The Patriot Act passed in the middle of the night, voice votes. I think they actually put theirs down, but again, no debate. This is happening over and over and over. And Doug, this is certainly a sign of the times here, where there is no debate. They're just passing this stuff and just stamping it and sending it right on down the road.
Well, sure, and like Lee said, I mean, it's disgusting that they're doing this stuff, a voice vote. That way there's no accountability to the people for their representative government's actions or their votes. And, this Virginia Tech thing is kind of a grease the skids for this type of legislation. And now, I mean, they're just extending it beyond – just the Second Amendment. I mean, they're actually putting, you know, license plate scanners at malls. I mean, this is just a justification for the police state, and it's just every day we see more and more of this legislation just sliding through, and it's really hard to keep up with it. I mean, we are the alternative media, and I mean, Lee caught that H.R. 1955 bill, and it actually swept through the House without any of us knowing. I mean, that's how they're passing this legislation, under a dark veil, and we just don't see any of it, and it's really scary how many of these things, like H.R. 1955, I guess it's 1959, and these types of legislation are just being just rammed through the Congress without any oversight, without any discussion, especially any public debate, and without any blurbs in the mainstream media.
It's absolutely incredible to me that this is occurring, and there's not more people saying, wait a minute, what's going on here? I mean, this stuff just is literally passing, boom, 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 boom. And, Michael, there's so much of this that's happening that really we're almost at the point where there's just no way that anybody, any one group can keep up with the number of pieces of legislation that's going through, and there's no way to keep people on the phone enough to try to stop it.
Absolutely. Yeah, the first thing, you know, about this is completely unconstitutional. And secondly, of course, they use Virginia Tech as the example, because anytime there anything goes on, the shooting or whatever happened, you can almost guarantee that the Congress will use that to pass some draconian legislation. But the fact is, of course, they are taking guns out of people who've left the military's hands. I mean, if you go to Iraq, you know, for a 3-4 year stint, of course you're going to come out of that with all kind of psychological problems. And, of course, those are people who will be on the front lines defending this country in case of a major crisis. But they're making sure that they will be disarmed. And it's the symbol the United Nations has with the gun twisted up, and that's just how it is.
Yeah, this is just amazing to watch. But Lee had mentioned that the NRA was involved in this. And, here's a group of people that are supposed to be for gun rights, but boom, they just go ahead and just say, hey, this is a great idea. And literally, down at the elementary school level, Lee, a child can be diagnosed as ADHD, and regardless of whether that diagnosis is right or wrong, they're slapped on Ritalin, and they will never be able to have their right to a firearm.
Well, sure, Mike. I mean, that's really the main problem with this whole thing, is because once you get on this list, that classifies you as being mentally ill, even if it was something dating back to your childhood where they put you on these psychotropic drugs, that's going to stay with you. And you can challenge the federal government and some sort of board that they set up in which you can challenge your status of being declared a mental defect or mentally defective. I think that's a term that they use. But the thing is, once you get on this list, it's very difficult to get off it. You're going to have to spend money. You're going to have to hire lawyers to challenge the federal government to get your name off this list. And that's the main problem here. Because once you get on that list, we know how the federal government operates. You know all about the bureaucracy and the inefficiencies of the federal government. So once you get your name on this list, chances are, unless you pull all these strings and spend all this money, you're not going to get your name off of it.
Yeah, you know, when you look at the legislation here, I mean, even people who have a run-in with, say, Child Protection Services, they can even be denied the right to a firearm. And I mean this is absolutely insane, because what it tells people is, one, okay, you're now a second class citizen, you don't have the right to defend yourself. I mean, the natural law says that everybody has a right to defend themselves, and when you take that away from people, it's like declawing a cat and throwing him outside, Doug.
Well, sure, and I mean, just look throughout history. Every time a population was disarmed, tyranny came, fascism. I mean, it's just a fact of history, and this is no different. And the fact that they are coming after our guns heavily. I mean, you just look. I mean, Lee hit it on the head. I mean, almost every child I know is being diagnosed with some kind of disorder these days. I have a friend that has a child that has ADHD, and he refused, and luckily enough, you know, the school didn't try to throw his kid out, but you know, before you know it, I mean, there will be almost no way that you can legally own a firearm. And if you you ever get diagnosed or misdiagnosed, like Lee said, I mean, the inefficiency of government, you'll have to spend, you know, thousands of dollars and go to court hearings and boardrooms to get back your right to own a firearm.
Yeah, back in just a minute. We've got Dylan in Texas holding. If you'd like to join us, the number 800-313-9443. You're with the Midnight Rider here. Tonight, it's the Young Guns Roundtable on RBN.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Back here on the Midnight Rider. Our number tonight is 800-313-9443. If you would like to join us, we're in the middle of the Young Guns Roundtable here tonight with Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com and Live Free or Die Radio. And we've got Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com and Michael Vail of Thought-Criminal.org. And we've got Dylan in Texas, who's been patiently holding. Dylan, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Thank you. And good evening, Midnight Rider. And Knights of the Roundtable.
There we go. I like that idea. That sounds pretty cool.
And I'll have something I'll just present, and then I'll let y'all respond to that while I'm off the air.
Sure. Go right ahead.
In a nutshell, what I'm feeling today is I notice that there's a lot of people that are within the sphere, or at least come within the sphere at this time of the so-called Patriot Movement, whoever that does encompass, and they're really focused on the border issue and the foreign national invasion issue and our jobs being taken by foreign nationals. And I do believe that is a big spoke coming from the hub of what ails us. But a lot of these same guys tote the Arab terrorism issue, and how many of these guys are going to wake up? And what I'm saying is, like, a lot of these guys, they would just be Bushites if there wasn't no border situation, if there wasn't no, if so many jobs weren't being taken over by foreign nationals. A lot of these guys would just be like, I mean, some of these guys, you know, they're like, they don't even support Ron Paul. They're smart enough to know not to vote for Bush, but they support Tancredo, or I know he dropped out, or someone else, and then they tote the Arab terrorism issue as if there's any validity to that, or if there ever was, it'd be like your friend is about to get hit by a truck and also get shat on by a bird, and you say, hey, look out for that bird, he's about to poop on your head, and you don't know, you need to tell him there's a truck coming. Anyway, but it's not even like that. Let me just take your responses.
Yeah, Lee, go ahead and I'll let you respond.
Well, sure. I mean, the whole thing with Arab terrorism, I mean, the one thing I try to point out to people, I don't know how effective this is, but I've come across certain people who look at what's going on, but they still think that we have to fight this war on terror. And what I usually try to tell these people, I tell them, look, I mean, the odds of you getting killed by an international terrorist is practically zero. I mean, if we have this war on terror and it's supposedly justified, why don't we have a war on car accidents or a war on swimming pools? Because literally, the odds of getting killed by an international terrorist is so close to zero, it's not funny. But when you have the media continually push out this fraud, that 9/11, they continue to push that over and over again, you know, people just believe the propaganda that's put out there, and unfortunately they're caught in this box. But that's really what I try to tell people. I tell them, look, the whole thing is really a fraud. It's just a figment of the media just putting out all of this propaganda. And if you really look at it, the odds of dying in a swimming pool or a car accident is higher than dying from an international terrorist.
Yeah, and I've seen articles after article about these possible suitcase nukes that they're talking about Arab terrorists coming across the border with. And from what I understand, just to be able to maintain those is next to impossible, even if they do exist. I mean, there's nothing definite that a suitcase nuke exists. But just from what they said, if indeed one existed, the articles I've seen said it'd be next to impossible to be able to maintain one of those. And along with not having the thing go off prematurely. But Doug Lee's right. Most of this Arab terrorism scare thing, it's all contrived. I mean, Al-Qaeda is a fiction.
Well, for the most part, I mean, if we were really fighting a war on terror, the first thing we would do is close the borders. I mean,
yeah.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, I quote Lee, actually. He said, you know, how are these terrorists going to get over here? Are they going to swim on camels across the ocean? No. So if they really wanted to lock down and make sure the American people were safe, they'd first off close the border with Mexico, because, I mean, little old ladies walk across that border every day. So if somebody did actually have a real suitcase nuke, number one, you wouldn't want Red China monitoring all the nuclear activity coming in on all these cargo containers, and you wouldn't want a wide open border. But that's what these guys are pushing for. That's what this North American Union is all about. So it's not a war on terror. It's war on freedom, and it's just an excuse to expand our empire, in my mind.
Yeah, and Michael, Section 802 of the Patriot Act says that essentially anybody can be a terrorist, a simple misdemeanor, a traffic ticket. If you read the Patriot Act literally, that person is deemed a terrorist.
Well, the fact is that terrorism is merely the pretext, because in every example in history has shown that when you start looking at the foreign force that's supposed to be coming to get you, the object is to strip you of your rights and begin implementing domestic tyranny, and that's always been the plan.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing, too, is not only have they created an external enemy, now the idea is to create an internal enemy, and that enemy is us.
Precisely.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way this seems seem to work. I mean, you know, all this technology that's being built and being worked on now, how many terrorists have it caught? Well, I've got an answer for you. None. We'll come back in a minute with more. We'll delve into this technology issue a little bit, these plate scanners and some of these cameras and stuff that they're working on, to all to fight terrorism, yet they're not catching anybody. Back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout.
Back here on the Midnight Rider.
That tells me what it's all about.
On the Republic Broadcasting Network on this Friday night, the 21st of December 2007. It's the Young Guns Roundtable tonight. With Lee Rogers, Doug Owen, and Michael Vail, and we've got Mike in Kentucky who's been holding. Mike, thanks for waiting, and welcome to the program.
Well, I was just looking through an old book. Well, it's not that old, I guess, that I've got here. And it goes back into the 40s to where the U.S. Code replaced the statutes at large in a lot of the criminal cases. And it's by a man by the name of Charles A. Weissman. I'm sure if people are good at using search engines, they can find this out. But the law that you're talking about, or I should say, maybe prima facie alleged law that you guys are talking about, this gun legislation. What was the bill number?
It was H.R. 2640, I think. Hang on just a second. Let me double check.
No. Again, let me ask you, what was the bill number? You said
H.R. 2640 was in the House.
Don't skim over the R.
No, I didn't. I didn't. You just didn't hear it.
It's not a bill. Is
okay.
it?
Well, it is a bill.
I can remember not even 10, 12 years ago, you had H.R. and H.B. numbers.
You know, you're right.
What has happened?
You're right about that.
Where are the HBs?
HRs used to be a resolution.
Yeah, now we just have Senate numbers that just have an S number. It used to be SB. It used to be SB numbers. Now it's just S, whatever. Now, what was H.R. 1955?
Well, that would be a resolution as well.
Right. It was the radicalization thing that they're doing.
Okay, Mike, I'm assuming that you're going to tell us what the difference is.
Well, if you go, you know, and there's case law on this where people have taken it all the way to the Supreme Courts, either in states or federally, going all the way, you know, going back quite a ways, I guess, you know, from the 30s and 40s and stuff. With this little book here is called The Authority of Law by Charles Weissman, and
how do you spell his last name, Mike?
Weissman. Weissman. And I don't think there's a pun intended there, but it just picks this apart pretty good. And there's lots of laws probably you can still find in certain court law libraries, if they haven't been removed, where cases are thrown out because the enacting clauses are defective. Courts ruled that these laws are have not been perfected and shows no sign of authority carrying evidence that the General Assembly or any lawmaking power is responsible or answerable to it. Now, if you cannot get before you are arraigned and asked to enter a plea to some alleged law, you have in most states the absolute right to know what it is you're being asked to plead to.
Right.
When they bring you into a court, you cannot be held to answer any kind of an intelligent plea unless you know what you're being asked to plead guilty or not guilty to. And that's called a bill of particulars. If they cannot give you a bill of particulars with an enacting clause that shows that it was enacted into an actual law, whether or not it's been proven to be constitutional or not, then everything else is a charade. It's just looking like a trial, and it's not. So a lot of these laws, like this particular one, a House resolution, even though it may actually have an opening paragraph that says be it enacted, if it's supposedly enacted, then why isn't it called a bill? If you remember going back to the 70s, there was cartoons called Schoolhouse Rock.
Right.
Cartoons, and they had one called I'm Just a Bill on Capitol Hill. And you go, So if they're bills, why are they calling them resolutions? There's something fishy going on here. I know I remember seeing news reporting with these House bill numbers, and it's not been too awfully long ago, maybe 10 or 12 years ago. So,
you know, you would jog my memory as well, but it almost makes me wonder, though, and guys, you can chime in here, maybe this is the particular reason why they've not gone after Bush over the signing statements. Because if they've not enacted law and a signature means nothing, then the signing statement essentially means nothing.
And I think it's evidence that basically we've got some sort of an executive branch national emergency dictatorship that's been going on for quite some time. And a lot of this, a lot of stuff that's getting, quote, enforced is being done so through decision directives, executive orders, and all the different creatures of things that the executive branch can do by just simply publishing it in the Federal Registry, and all the, quote, employees of the executive branch, judicial department, and anything that's a department is executive branch. They all have to comply, supposedly, to the commander-in-chief of the Army and Navy, not the president, but the commander-in-chief of the Army and Navy, meaning military.
Right, so, so essentially everything is enforced by and enacted through executive fiat and not by the Congress itself.
No, they're just window dressing. They get to go do the debate and all that stuff and to pass some resolution for use of force, you know, no declaration of war or anything. Of course, going back to, again, the 30s and 40s, the New Deal era, that was one of the four freedoms, freedom from war. So what did we have? If you're a fan of the show MASH, that dealt with the Korean conflict.
It was, and that was a police action.
Right. All right. So no constitutional declaration of war can be done, it looks like, because we've got a genuine imitation Congress. We don't have real legislative creatures inside the District of Corruption. It looks like constructive fraud. So, I mean, all you have to do is convince these guys that you've profiled, you know, and you've hired them, and you've given them a badge and a gun. You just have to tell them that they are, you know, they have the full force of the lawyers behind them. Yeah, you go on out here and enforce these here things that we're telling you is the law, and, you know, you try to explain this to the officer as they're shoving you in the back of the cruiser and spraying you with mace or tasering you or something. Look, you're enforcing something that's not ever been passed into law. They don't want to hear it. They most likely have been hired because they don't have much more than an IQ of 110, been profiled and told to, you know, follow orders like a soldier. And increasingly, they're more and more dressed in battle dress uniforms. And
we talk a lot about that.
Yeah. So, I mean.
And you said the name of the book was The De Facto Government of the United States, right?
No. It's called The Authority of Law by Charles
A. Wiseman.
The Authority
of Law. Well, he's got another book called The De Facto Government of the United States.
Yeah, there's a difference between de facto and de jure. And,
right,
And I think there's supposedly some case law you can look up that's where the government has had to admit that it's in effect de facto, in place of the legitimate, in other words, to put it, I guess, more simply. But yeah, that basically a lot of the stuff that's being called law and unconstitutional is more or less non-constitutional, and you are lucky if you can even bring up a constitutional argument, because after you've already plead guilty to it, you've accepted it on its face that it's the law without demanding any right for a bill of particulars for both the nature and the cause. If there
right, and by participating in the proceedings, you accept their jurisdiction
And that sort of stuff. Yeah, because you have the right to both the nature and the cause. Those can't be synonyms. Nature and cause are not synonyms. So you want to know exactly what it is, the nature of it, and the cause. The cause being, yes, I was carrying a gun, and, you know, at some time in the past they diagnosed me with attention hyperactivity disorder, and you've got some act that says I'm not allowed to carry a gun. You're sure it's an act. It looks like the courts and stuff are putting on an act and going along with it, and most of them probably don't even know any better. I'd say a lot of the lawyers aren't even taught this and are never, brought these cases to their attention where it will be noticed that an act does not contain an enacting clause and it has no sign of authority. You know, case laws like, well, here's one from Kentucky. Footnote 17, Commonwealth versus Illinois Central Railroad Company, I guess. You know, there's all kinds of them that this guy's got and collected up. And some of them may, you know, some people think that because it goes back to 1903 or 1937 or 1939 that it's been, maybe it's been overturned or whatever.
Right. Show me the name of the book one more time. I've looked for a pen twice. I'm just going to type it into my computer.
It's called The Authority of Law.
Okay.
By Charles Weissman. And I found it, I don't know, a couple of months ago. I found some place online that still had it for like $15. It's more or less a booklet.
Yeah.
And it's fairly easy to read. And, you know, you can take it and go to a library and start looking up some of this stuff. But, you know, good luck trying to weed through or trying to get a hired barrister to go along with you. You know, you may have to try to to be the fool of a client, you know, or whatever, as they say, in order to try to make use of this kind of stuff. But that's the way they're getting around the Constitution. And, you know, a lot of cases, you're not even allowed to bring it up in court. And so that,
as a matter of fact, Lee Rogers just did some checking. It's available down at Brave New Books.
Yeah.
So you can actually go to Brave New Books, BraveNewBookstore.com and actually get it there.
You know, for, I don't know, less than 40 pages, it's probably got 50 or more different case law rulings where the meaning of language of a statute and all these, you know, alleged laws are picked apart in a case.
Sounds like an excellent companion to a citizen's rule book to have with you.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's not real thick or big, you know, it certainly fit in a nice little briefcase or a notebook or something.
I look at it this way. At least that, you know, when the taser, while the taser's recharging, the officer has something to read.
Yeah. Well, there's also some case law along that same line that says that if an unlawful arrest is occurring, the Supreme Court has ruled that you can actually take the officer's life, or most citizens would not do this, but obviously, but you can interfere with an unlawful arrest that's occurring, which, of course, the number one quote for 2007, according to the news media, don't tase me, bro. Nobody's gonna stop in, you know, and say, hey, look, you guys are wrong. Back off. I'm gonna step in as a citizen and stop you from breaking the law, officer.
Right.
You know, most people are too sheep, too much of a sheep to stop this.
Yeah. Mike, great call. Right. Great call, great points, and I'm gonna check that book out definitely. Lee, let's start with you. Your thoughts about Mike's phone call?
Well, it's a lot of interesting stuff. Unfortunately, if you try to explain things like that to the average, everyday American, you know, they're gonna look at you like you got five heads. I mean, you know, I just hate to say it, but I mean, the average American is just so dumbed down. I mean, they don't even read the Constitution or know what's in the Constitution.
Right.
Let alone different things with House resolutions versus House bills versus statutes and all this other stuff. So, I mean, it sounds like something that's good for the patriot, but the average everyday American, I mean, you're going to be hard-pressed to present them with any of this material and have them take it seriously, unfortunately.
Yeah, Doug, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, the lower courts really don't respect anything the Supreme Court says, and so much actual case law. I mean, you do have the right to quote the Supreme Court, but we see people getting ramrodded over the 16th Amendment all the time. And, you know, they said that there's no new tax law or no new taxing mechanism that was granted by the 16th Amendment. It doesn't matter. The lower courts don't even allow you to even bring that kind of evidence to court. So definitely with these signing statements that Bush is using, they're definitely unconstitutional. But so many things are now. It's just, I think that's why we try our best to sway public opinion, because for the most part, the courts don't actually work as the Constitution demands.
Yeah, Michael, let's get into this technology a little bit. That just more and more they seem to be coming out with or developing. I mean, just the other day, a camera they call the Lobster. They can literally see through walls, see 3D images through walls. They can tell if you've got a gun or exactly what you're doing inside your home or wherever you might be. More and more of this technology seems to be coming out all the time, but none of this seems to result in any terrorist being caught.
Yeah, I mean, they have ground-penetrating radar. They take 2D geospatial data, turn it to 3D, and can detect people through heat signatures. But all of that is not finding any Osama bin Laden or has turned up yet one terrorist in the United States, although they swear that there are millions of secrets, splinter cells all over the United States. You know, it's that Fox News propaganda. But, you know, the fact is all that technology would just be used to spy on you. They can't tell you that you must have a camera inside your house so we can see if you're doing bad things or not. But they can drive through your neighborhood with a back scanner, AS&E van, and see everything that you're doing.
Yeah, and talk about that. That's certainly a violation of the Fourth Amendment. But it's for your safety. We're keeping you safe from terrorists. It could be anywhere. More people have died from peanuts than from terrorism.
Have a better chance of dating Jessica Alba than getting killed in a terrorist attack.
Well, I hear you're going out Friday night. I'll back in a minute with more. If you'd like to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. Or you could be Brittany's sister's, the daddy of her baby, if you choose as well. Here she's looking. Back in a minute with more.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
roses is wine and balls and chain. I'm drinking tea and tea, I'm smoking down a mine. I hope some screwball starts a fire.
Oh yeah, now back here on the Midnight Rider. Can't beat the blues on a Friday night. That's some good stuff. I like that. 800-313-9443 is the number if you would like to be a part of the program tonight. It's the Young Guns Roundtable. We've got Lee Rogers of Live Free or Die Radio and RogueGovernment.com, Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com, and Michael Vail of Thought-Criminal.org. These are three of the premier websites dealing with news that are out there on the internet right now. Their traffic levels are increasing like you would not believe. Guys, people are really starting to search out this information. I've been really surprised. My website, the TrueNet Radio website, its numbers are going up. Its Alexa rating is climbing. Your Alexa ratings are climbing. People really are starting to seek out this information, I think. Doug, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, the fact of the matter is, I think most people, for the most part, don't believe the mainstream media. They realize that a lot of it's propaganda, and when they look out to the internet to find any alternative viewpoint from the mainstream media, they end up finding sites like Lee's, mine, and Mike's. And we do a darn good job at monitoring and critiquing the mainstream media. And just the Alexa rankings, the traffic rankings themselves, pretty much prove the fact that people are not buying in to this propaganda anymore. I mean, just look how many people have donated to Ron Paul. I mean, it's unprecedented. Everywhere you go, there's signs, there's banners, and it's a testament that people want truth. They want a limited government. They want federal government out of their life, and they want freedom. And they realize that the Democrats aren't able to provide that to them. I think that there's a lot of disillusioned people that wanted out of this war, a lot of anti-war Democrats and liberals that realize that these Democrats like Pelosi are just selling them down the river. And I'm glad that these traitors are showing their true colors.
Yeah, and that is for certain. Lee, I mean, they're sent with a mandate. I mean, literally a mandate to get us out of the Iraq war, and they have done nothing towards that aim, but rather continue to fund it. $70 billion more for the war approved by Congress just this week.
Yeah, it never stops. It's unbelievable. I mean, you have this Democratic Party that got elected to stop the war in Iraq. I mean, that was what the people said. We want this war over. We know it's all based off of a lie. We're spending all this money just throwing billions of dollars into this military-industrial complex, and it was all based off a lie. So they were sent in there to stop this war, and what have they done? They pretty much just lockstep right with the president. You know, they keep passing all of these pieces of legislation funding the war, and really all they have to do to stop the war is just – not bring up a bill that gives money for the war. You know, it's really that simple. But then they say, oh, well, we have to support the troops. They use all this empty rhetoric. The bottom line is everybody wants this war to stop. We want it to stop now. Because if we don't, our country's going to go broke, and we're going to lose more and more people. And it's just going to be more and more of a mess. And our VA system is already overwhelmed. They can't handle what they got now. And there's going to be more and more people who are going to be going through that system if they don't stop this thing now. And the Democrats have failed us miserably.
Indeed. All right, first hour is done. We'll be back around the corner. We're going to talk with Lucas Drador about a nice, inexpensive way that you can promote Ron Paul in your area. Back in just a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider. With